Next patient is Norman Daly. Daly is D-A-L-E-Y. Daly Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N, Norman. Date of birth is 7-14-41. Date of visit 2-21-22. So date of birth is 7-14-41. So Norman Daly, D-A-L-E-Y. Please have a copy for Dr. Erica O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, O apostrophe D-O-N-N-E-L-L, Donnell. Erica, E-R-I-C-A. Date of birth 7-14-41. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath. Next paragraph, history, present, illness. This is a 80-year-old male who has a history of shortness of breath since 3 to 4 months. Recently sent for a complete cardiac evaluation. And had a chest CT done on December 9, 2021. The patient's chest CT showed a right upper lobe parenchymal density measuring 2.1 centimeter and a ground glass nodule in the left lower lobe measuring 7 millimeter. And further follow-up was suggested in 3 months. The patient denies chest pains. He has no significant cough but has short breath. And he has some chest tightness and has gained weight. He has no significant apnea or snoring. And denies nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension. And mild diabetes. Had a history of prostate cancer and underwent radiation therapy. Also had a history of atrial fibrillation and hyperlipidemia and had eczema. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked half a pack per day for 16 years. I'm sorry, 18 years. Drinks alcohol moderately. Works as a realtor. Next paragraph. Allergies, no. Drug allergies, noted. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of lung cancer. Father's illness unknown. Next paragraph. Medication list included Olmesartan 20 milligrams daily, Zithia 10 milligrams a day, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had no weight loss, denies double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, no urinary frequency. He has hay fever and has coughing spells and shortness of breath. No rectal bleeding, but has some reflux and denies diarrhea or constipation. He has no jaw pain, but has some arm pain and the nice calf muscle pains, no leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. Next paragraph. Patient also has muscle stiffness and joint pains. And no headache, seizures, or memory loss, but has some skin rash with itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This this is a moderately overweight elderly male. Alert, pale, but no acute distress. No sign of the sector superficial edema. Blood pressure 110 over 60. Pulse is 85. Respiration 16. Temperature 97.8. Weight is 210, saturation 98. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edematous. Throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the basis. And occasional wheezes were scattered in the upper lung fields. Heart, the answer for regular aspirin, to gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. And the extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, reflex of the 1+ with nerve growths, motor deficit, cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one is bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number two is probable COPD. Number three, history of hypertension, and number four is pre-diabetes. Number five, history of prostate cancer. And number six is atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And a CBC complete metabolic profile was ordered. He was placed on Ceftin 500 milligrams BID for 7 days. The possibility of an inflammatory nodule. I also advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler 2+ PRN. And advised to come in after a repeat CT chest is performed in 4 weeks. I'll make an addendum after his next visit. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Erica O'Donnell, D-O. O'Donnell is O, apostrophe, D-O-N-N-E-L-L, D-O. Erica O'Donnell, D-O. Thank you for this consultation. Just talk to D'Souza. Copy for her, please.